Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Robinhood, giving you guys, our listeners of Real Ghost Stories Online, a free stock. Yes, a free stock, like Apple, Ford, or Sprint, to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at realghost.robinhood.com. That's realghost.robinhood.com. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a haunting location leaves investigators feeling cold forever. Mysterious crying drives a woman crazy as she pays a visit to her grandparents. And who is the purple man lurking in the closet?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Write it on the website, which is all new and updated and looks brand... I just said it's new. And looks amazing. Looks fantabulous. I don't think you've even seen it yet.
But, I haven't yet.
But it's updated for 2020-ish and should last for the next 15, 20 years or so.
Do you think so?
You'll look back on it like dancing babies and like, holy shit, look at that. It is updated. I think this is actually the third incarnation of the website. There was one like right at the beginning, and then I changed it to its last look for the last 5 years or so. And so there you go. It's all the same stuff. It's just, you know, laid out in a more modern way. It's more mobile friendly than the previous one had been.
That's good.
So there you go. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. Check it out. Submit your story. You can even now submit a picture with your story, which is a new feature.
I'm glad you curate all the stories now.
It used to be where you would send it a picture separately, but now you can actually, if you have a photo, you can attach it to your story on the submit your story button. So, and they come in a whole different way now too. It's not the way that you had been going through them. So
I get so freaked out when I see the pictures. I'm glad you're going to see them and not me.
I have the option. It's all right. It's like click on picture or not. So there you go. Check it out. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. We'd love to hear your story. And check out that new website. Let's see here. So there's a new Halloween coming out.
Is it the one that already came out?
No. This is not a rerun. This is, you're not listening to this in 2018, early 2018.
So this is not, okay, I had no idea.
It's a, well, it's not official yet, but it seems like it's pretty darn official. They are working on getting the director and stuff lined up. Let's see here. Sequel for 20, it'll be the sequel to the 2018 supposed final version of Michael Myers versus Laurie Strode. The sequel is being developed. It's being reported that the team is shopping around the script, looking to get their writers in play. Very likely to have some of the same returning cast members. Because at the end of the one from last year, you have not seen it yet.
No, I haven't. I want to, but I got to wait till Halloween season. Otherwise, I'm not in the mood.
I just watched it the other day.
With Livy. She loves scary movies.
Yeah. And with our 11-year-old. And it's funny because she's 12 and a half. Yeah. She's 12 and a half. It makes it more funny if she sounds younger watching a horror movie.
No, it sounds like you're a bad parent.
That's true. anyway, we were watching it and so she loves horror movies like that. And she went to a friend's house and her friend's like, oh, we can watch horror movies. And in Livy's mind, that's like It or Halloween. And the friend is like Monster House, which is an animated children's.
which I adore this little friend she has. She's so sweet and innocent. And it's like, oh, I wish they could all stay like that for a lot longer.
It's funny. It's just like, I think if like Livy started watching some of these horror movies with her friends, they'd all have heart attacks.
So Livy did watch Monster House with her friend.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's a good movie for little kids. But the new Halloween supposedly in the works could possibly even be on track for a release next year. It'd be tight at this point, but it could happen.
You know, I'm excited, except they're both senior citizens now. It's kind of like, when is this going to end?
When they're both in wheelchairs and there's like, they're just chasing each other on a hover round. Uh-huh. I think that would be great. Michael Myers on a hover round.
It's going to be like Michael Myers in the nursing home before long.
It'll be a scene where like Laurie is getting out of her walk-in tub and then Michael Myers is like riding the stair like lift thing up. on the banister and they're playing like really spooky music, but it's just kind of awkward because all the camera angles are at like weird shots and you're just like, well, this isn't that creepy anymore. He's just kind of riding the stair lift and then he kind of like irks himself out of it and pushes himself into his wheelchair and then, or his hover around. And then he just slowly goes down the hallway, but they're both really slow to move. So it's still, you know, the intensity and the waiting is still there.
Yeah.
And then Michael Myers goes out the window in the hover round. Somehow just literally breaks through the wall like Kool-Aid Man. And that's how he goes out. You're like, how the hell does a hover round just drive through a wall? The magic of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. That's how. And there you go.
To watch all the senior citizens giving that a try.
That's how it's going to end. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. He dies at like the end of almost all those, doesn't he?
He does. And then in the sequel to each one, it's like it shows how he didn't die.
But some of them have been like really at the end of this last one, you got questions to it. It looks like he burned alive, but they never show him burning. And you look back down and he's not there. So you can make an assumption. Maybe he found a way out a window or something. But there's been some movies where like his head's gotten cut off.
Yeah.
But those don't really follow the what is the word I'm looking for?
The original,
or like the arc of the story, or mm-hmm. it's not anthology, because anthology means like a number, a certain number, but whatever it is of the canon,
okay.
the canon of the story. And this one follows the canon, but they say, okay, it follows the canon, but it only follows like 1, 2, 3 and this.
You mean chronological?
Yes.
Okay.
And so like all the other variations of the movie, even the ones that Jamie Lee Curtis was in playing the character, that didn't happen. That's not part of the actual story. Because she played cameos in many of the follow-ups, but they're saying that those were not ever truly part of the story line.
So 1, 2, the one that just came out, and then possibly this new one.
I don't know the exact. I know 1, yes, for sure. And I'm not sure which other ones are included in the canon of it.
Well, I think the second one that came out like the year after the first one, because she played the same character and.
Okay.
And everything was the same.
Sure. Okay. So 1 and 2 for sure then. Mm-hmm. And then this new one. I'm not sure if any of the other ones are included in that.
Okay.
I don't know. Was she in the third?
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen the third.
Or is that the one where David Hasselhoff plays that character, where he played Laurie Strode? Did you ever see that one?
That's not true.
He has a wig. It's really weird. It's okay. Like you had to get hat.
It's time for a story.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your stories with us. Yes, I'll turn your microphone off so you can snack. Your mic's off. You can't say thank you. You want, here you go. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say thank you, but it might rhyme with it.
That's not really a rhyme when it's two words. It has to be the same word.
Okay.
I have some pumpkin seeds over there. They're delicious. That's not a nice finger. Let's go to our first story. It starts out with, this happened about a year ago. Due to some family issues, I temporarily moved in with my grandparents. My grandma comes and goes as she tends to their house, more than she does at this house. They live in a beautiful four-bedroom split-entry house. My grandparents slept upstairs while I took over the whole downstairs. It was nice and quiet away from my crazy family issues at home. After a few months of living there, I started to hear things. First, it sounded like someone was walking right outside my bedroom, but then it escalated to something that I'll never forget. It was the eve of Christmas when I first heard it. I was in a deep sleep when I was woken up by a loud wailing. It sounded like a baby crying right outside my bedroom window, but then it turned into something that sounded like a cat meowing, or crying, if that's a thing. At first, in my disoriented state, I was, like, so confused, thinking, who the hell is crying, or whose baby is that? But I didn't care to look outside my window. The crying got louder, but now it sounded like someone was heavily sobbing, like at a funeral. I was not fully awake and scared shitless. I sat up in my bed and froze for a good 5 minutes, thinking it was just my imagination playing games with me. But no, this was real. I was wide awake, and someone or something was outside my bedroom window. I quickly reached beside my bed where my iPod was and quickly plugged the headphones into my ear and drowned out the crying noise. My heart was pounding against my chest as I tried to fall asleep. I secretly prayed for it to go away. Help me fall back to sleep. The next morning was Christmas Day. I woke up trying to forget the incident last night when my grandpa came into my room with a box. It was some shoes that I ordered online. As I was pulling out my shoes, my grandpa suddenly asked me, "Was Katie here yesterday?" Katie is my niece's name. She's two. I shot my grandpa a confused no look. Why? He looked at me and then let out a small chuckle. He said he thought she was because he heard someone crying last night. That's when I got scared and I told him I thought it was a cat. He told me I was probably dreaming and told me not to worry about it. Thing is, my grandpa is a big believer in the supernatural. My grandpa was born with a gift, a kind like a sixth sense. He can sense and feel things that us normal people can't. So for him to tell me not to worry about it, I knew that he knew something. I was meeting up with my family at my aunt's house for Christmas anyway, so I was going to tell them about what happened. When I got to my aunt's house, I told her and my mom what had happened. I told them what I heard, what Grandpa heard, and what he said to me. My mom looked worried and said, "She'll talk to my grandpa about it." My aunt was the same. She also said she talked to him about it. I honestly don't know if they did or not. I'm not about to ask them again. A couple of weeks passed without me hearing it again. My parents bought a new house, so my stay with my grandparents was over. I was in the middle of packing up some of my things around 8 p.m. on a Monday night, music playing, TV on, when I heard the same crying sound again. Again, I froze. This time, it was so close, I thought it was inside my room. My blinds were closed so that I couldn't see anything outside, but I was too scared even to go close to my window. This time, I slowly walked out of my room and upstairs to where my grandpa was. He was looking outside the porch window. I knew he heard it too. As I stood by the stairs waiting for him to say something, he kept stretching his neck to look over something. He muttered something, and I don't know what, but it must have worked because when he turned around, he saw me and told me to go back downstairs and that everything was all right. That night, the crying sound came and went, on and off. Never really looked outside my window to see the source of the cry. I never asked my grandpa what he said or what he thinks it was. I pushed that behind me as I moved back in with my parents. After I left, my cousin moved in with my grandparents. She took over my room and redid everything. I assumed everything was all good until I asked her if she heard a crying sound at night. She looked at me scared and said, "Yeah, I have." I told her what happened to me when I was there, and she confirms everything. I knew my grandpa and I were not the only ones hearing the crying noise. To this day, I can still hear the disturbing crying sound when I close my eyes when I go back to my grandparents' house. I refuse to spend another night there.
Okay, Grandpa does not get to tell you you must have had a bad dream when he heard it too and admitted that before. He said you must have had a bad dream.
Raccoons.
Not raccoons. Raccoons.
How do you know?
Well,
or are you arguing my enunciation of raccoons?
I'm arguing that it's raccoons, okay. But also, you know, I think you would tell the difference between a raccoon and a baby crying. Now, maybe a fox. A fox can definitely sound like a baby crying.
Yeah. You know, it's if it's going on constantly every single day, I mean, I know, it just kind of depends. I was going to say, well, the baby raccoons grow up and go and have lives of their own and careers. But if it's every single day, yeah, the foxes, though, they're, if it like lives right out there, it's confusing because the baby crying in the woods, you know, quite often I think can be an animal. Animals can have a very distinct, creepy sound that sounds a lot like a kid crying. And that's, it's just, yeah, it's eerie when you hear it. There wasn't a lot, unless I'm missing it. Was there any other part in that story where there was paranormal activity happening in the house or anything? Or was it just this crying that they can't explain?
It was the crying, yeah. But with the grandfather having a gift and kind of mm-hmm. having dealt with that throughout his life, the way when she went upstairs and he told her to go back downstairs and everything was fine, the way he kind of acted like he saw something and it was a little bit off,
mm-hmm.
I think there's more to it than an animal.
Okay.
I think maybe the grandfather's just... he just didn't share what all he was experiencing.
I think if, and I think you're right, but I think if I was her, I would be going, well, I'm going to just write it off as raccoons to deal with this and to process this without feeling more scared than I need to. And back to the ghost stories in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, Robinhood. It's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge you up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit that's needed to get started. You can start investing at any level. Simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of Real Ghost Stories Online a free stock, like Apple, Ford, or Sprint, to help you build your portfolio. Sign up today. Go to realghost.robinhood.com. That's Real Ghost, RealGhost, .robinhood.com. It's your free stock. Can't go wrong. RealGhost.robinhood.com. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Next letter says, hi, Tony and Jenny. Just found your podcast about a week ago. I love it. I've downloaded around 50 episodes, and I'm working my way through them even as I type this. I have a few stories to share, one very recent, but I'll start with a few from my childhood. My wife and I both experienced things younger in life. I'd see shadow people just about every night, peeking out from behind objects in the kitchen. I can still see them so clearly. Very tall, with elongated heads, almost like some depictions of lanky aliens. I also had an absolute dread of the basement, which was just across from my bedroom door. The scariest thing that happened to me in that house was when I went to get my parents because the door to the basement was left open and something grabbed my ankle from under my bed. I remember leaning forward, pulling as hard as I could before it finally released me, and I ran, screaming through the house to my parents' room. I do not doubt that the house was haunted. My wife also experienced things in her childhood, mainly centered around a purple man that she would see in her sliding door closet. Since I moved out of my childhood home at around 10 years old, I hadn't experienced anything out of the ordinary. In my early adulthood, I had chalked it up to just being young and having an overactive imagination. However, my wife and I just bought our first house together. We've been experiencing some strange things. We'll hear the front door opening and closing at night. Our bedroom shares a wall with our entrance room. I've seen my wife out of the corner of my eye, but when I turn, she isn't there. Almost like a doppelganger. Just last week, I felt what seemed like a towel fall onto my upper back in the restroom, only to turn around and reach behind me to find absolutely nothing. I could feel the weight of it, feel the air push my hair and shirt, and just nothing. That's the first physical contact experience I've had so far in this house. Some of these experiences will come with a feeling of absolute dread, while some feel benign or even a little playful. A few days ago, my wife saw the form of a man kneeling, then being run over by a train. This was terrifying to her, but I couldn't feel or see anything. Could we have a poltergeist? Maybe two? I don't know what's going on, but I'd love to have your take. Thank you so much and keep up the fantastic work. Andrew.
It might be a poltergeist, but I'm kind of curious about the whole doppelganger thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds like there's just a combination of everything going on.
If you had a doppelganger that was going on a regular basis around your house, you could probably end up using that as an excuse for a lot of things.
Yeah, I guess.
It's so. Like, were you in this room? Did you do that? No, that was my doppelganger. I did not. Do you think, do the doppelgangers like leave dishes out? You know, do they actively interact with your stuff? Or do they just kind of go about and be there?
I don't know.
That's my question.
I don't know, because it's almost like they just go about doing normal stuff, but just kind of with a different personality and different pace.
Are they a real person?
I don't think so.
Just it's something else?
I think it's something else.
Almost like a time slip of like an alternative of like what you think it's like an alternative of like what could like what you could have been or what you could be had something different changed in your life at some point in time. You think that's what maybe a doppelganger is? It's like a time slip, but at that other slip, X event happened and that made that person
this way? I think it's something portraying themselves as you.
Like actively trying to confuse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Hard to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy story. Thank you. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Next letter says, I learned a lesson that if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. There's a place called Crestview Bay. I had been to this place 4 times already, each time with different people. This time I was with a guy and 3 other girls. The story of this place is that a man died from freezing to death while hunting. He had no coat, and the story goes that your coat will get tugged if you're there. This place is on a road that leads 2 ways. It's a thick wooded area that's used mainly for hunting bear. One family lived at the end of the right side of the road. This is how we got permission to go ghost hunting in this area. So it's almost dark. Our team has been walking around the road, taking pictures, listening for anything, and we decided to continue. I had the most terrible feeling inside of me. I told my main partner of my feeling. She shrugged it off. We started walking one by one through the area where the spirit is said to remain. Nothing happened with the girls. Guy walks through and says his coat just got tugged in the back. So it's my turn now. I was wearing my husband's coat. Lucky me, I walked through. My coat got tugged right below my right shoulder blade. Went and told everyone. My main partner then gets her dowsing rods and starts asking questions. I did not take much part in this. I didn't provoke with a group because the feeling inside me almost made me get sick. I was scouring the woods for wild animals. I'm scared to death of wild animals, but I tried to keep the fear inside. The cold spot came out of nowhere near our group in the middle of the dirt road. We all felt it. It grew in size and became colder. I felt my coat get tugged on. Again, in the same spot, I told everyone. One of the guys in the group got his coat tugged on again, too. The temperature felt as if it had dropped around 20 degrees or below. Thing is, it was only fall. The actual temperature was near 60. Of course, it was nightfall, but the temperature never dropped below 40 degrees the entire month. We followed this cold spot for around 10 minutes or so while she used her dowsing rods. I felt someone grab my right arm, right above my elbow. I looked to see and there was no one there. I immediately let everyone know that I just got grabbed and told them where. When my coat was touched in the spot where I felt someone grab me, it felt very hot. I kept touching my coat in the same spot. It was so hot, feeling. It felt so strange. I told one of the girls to touch it, and she said it felt very hot to her, too. I was telling everyone that I was freezing and ready to go. Nobody wanted to leave, except for me. I became numb. I'd never been so cold in my life. I begged to leave, and finally that they all agreed. No one was cold like me for some reason. So I get home after a car ride, and it seemed like forever. I told my husband how cold I was, and I was feeling very run down. It was late, close to midnight, and I could not sleep. Felt like someone was inside me, taking my life. It was horrible. I felt very sad, very isolated, and angry all at the same time. I ended up crying myself to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, I was very sick, and I couldn't talk. I was out of my head. I was so cold and numb. I curled up over the heater and could not even feel the heat. I asked God to help me rid myself of this demon. I tried to cast it out by yelling at it to leave and never come back. I finally called a priest, and after getting to go into church, I did feel much better. Still, to this day, this very day, I cannot get hot. I stay cold, especially my fingertips and toes. I know this is long and I don't want to waste more of your time, but I'm wondering what's going on. Is this caused by our investigation?
I think it's kind of interesting that that's what she feels. I mean, feeling cold all the time mm-hmm. when they went to a place where somebody froze to death. It makes me wonder if that person that froze to death didn't want that feeling to be pushed on to the people that come there to investigate.
It's very interesting that it's not left in my, that's what I think is really creepy.
Yeah.
I totally get like you're there and that's what you're going to feel. But to have it never leave.
Do you think that ghost is with her?
I don't know.
That's what I'm kind of wondering.
Or did it cause some sort of damage, like nerve damage that's, because I mean, there's a lot of people who are perpetually cold in those areas. Mm-hmm. You know, then for it to suddenly be like that, I would think she'd have mentioned like, and I've always been cold, but this is probably something new that came on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a first mm-hmm. for something like that. That's going to make you like even, that's going to come to mind every time we're at a place where like it might be haunted and you feel cold. You're gonna be like, I'm going to feel cold forever now.
No, I'm going to not. I'm not going to think about that.
I'm just going to hum songs from Disney's Frozen.
No.
Let it go. Let it go. I'm so sorry. I'm so glad that movie is not like big right now.
Oh, wait, there's like a second one coming out. So it'll be so much fun with our two little girls.
Is it going to be just as popular the second round? I mean, they were like little when the first one came out.
I hope not. But you know how Disney's going through and making all the animated movies into live action movies?
Yeah.
Just wait. They're going to totally do Frozen live action, I'm sure.
Let me like for their kids, though.
Yeah, probably. Because they're just now getting around to doing live action. They did Beauty and the Beast, but they're going to do Aladdin.
Yeah, they finally just got mm-hmm. that part. Have you seen the previews or I don't think there's video preview yet, but I know there's some still previews of Aladdin. Have you seen any of those?
No, there was a video preview.
Oh,
it
really?
Was on during the Grammys.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And as much as I adore Will Smith, he just will not be the genie ever.
It's just weird.
It's not right.
I don't know. And I don't really have a reason why I don't like it. I just don't like it. It just...
I know.
There's a reason some of these movies were animated.
And I know that obviously there's no, you know, there's no way to get Robin Williams, but...
Sure.
I just thought maybe they would do something a little more Robin Williams-esque and not go a whole different route.
I don't know. Some of these just don't translate.
No.
Into live action. I don't know. They just don't. They were...
Beauty and the Beast did. It was really good.
Yeah. I think I didn't see that whole thing. I've seen parts. I'm interested to see how The Lion King translates.
Yeah.
The previews look... I'm like, I'm interested, but I'm also kind of like not getting the Lion King vibe.
No.
When I'm seeing... Like, there's like a certain... Like, you saw... Especially if you were a kid when it came out. Like, oh, The Lion King. Kind of warm and fuzzy. Like, I'm seeing these and I'm like... This shit might eat me. You know?
Yeah.
I never really felt a threat of Simba when I was watching The Lion King. Now I'm like, shit, you look at this cat the wrong way, you're going to lose an arm. Uh-huh. But, yeah. Let's go to a caller. Hi. You're on the air.
I have several stories that I could actually tell you. But, I don't know. I'm not sure which one I want to start with. On Humphrey Street in St. Louis, Missouri, I was in bed. And while I was sleeping, my left ear, I woke up and I heard this voice tell me that I was horrible things. Words that you cannot say on television. And basically said I was going to be a failure in life. And when I tried to turn my head to look to see where that voice was coming from, I was paralyzed. So I laid there and started... kind of went back to sleep, and when I woke up I told my husband and he didn't believe me. Whenever I was living in Slater, Missouri, I was getting up to clean up my house and I had bought two urns at a yard sale. One was sitting on my kitchen table and the lid of it was in my living room. I picked up this lid and I walked into the kitchen, and as I was setting the lid on the top of the urn, the chair slid in by itself, a good foot by itself. Another incident was in Columbia, Missouri. I was laying in bed and I was masturbating. I'm a woman, I was masturbating. I opened up my eyes and I looked beside me kind of at the bed, and there was a young man. He was beautiful, had blonde hair, and he was watching me. And I stopped what I was doing. And when I stopped what I was doing, he turned and he looked at my face. When he looked at my face, he seen that I was looking at him. And it scared him. And he turned and dissipated out the back wall. Whenever I was in Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, I walked into one of the bedrooms to get a wooden, a butter churn that I'd also gotten at a yard sale to put my dog food in, because the beach rats were chewing on the bottom of the bag and eating the food. And I said out loud, I wonder where I put that lid, for the lid to the churn. And a woman's voice says, lower your voice. In that same house, I was vacuuming the bedroom, and as I approached the closet, an extremely black shadow rushed around my body and went into the living room and kitchen. In that house, I had experienced many, many entities. There was a young man that, I was standing in the foyer, and I was looking out the window for my husband, and the bathroom was right behind us. And I could look in the glass, and in the reflection of the glass, I saw a young girl, about 18, with red hair, shoulder length. It was like styled under. And she walked up to the wall and stopped and turned and looked at me. I've had so many different experiences with spirits that I know they're there. The black shadow, that was the scariest, I think.
It's good we get to know each other really well on this show.
I think we've built a community that's a safe zone.
Sometimes too safe.
So I really think that she's just super sensitive.
Yeah.
And that this sounds like, from her story, these are all different things. It doesn't seem to be one particular thing following her.
Mm-hmm.
But just her sensitivity is there to the point where she not only can feel things, but she can see things very much.
They're everywhere you want to be.
That's nice.
Like Visa. Uh-huh. That's Visa. Everywhere. That is Visa. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a capital one.
No, I don't think they run that. There is the same voice, like Visa, everywhere you want to be.
Okay.
Anyway. What the hell are you doing buying urns at rummage sales? That's my next question. Why?
You know, and as much as I love a good rummage sale, I do tend to worry about some of the things that you can get there if there's stuff attached to them.
Sure.
And I think if you're sensitive, that's something to, you know, be cognizant of.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, unless she's using the word urn for vase, I mean, urn is very specific for a vessel for, you know, ashes, correct? I mean, is it used for anything else?
No, I mean, there's decorative urns that have,
really?
They're like a vase with a lid.
Okay.
Or you probably wouldn't know if I said ginger jar what that is. It's
no.
Like a blue and white urn-shaped thing with a
okay.
lid. It's a decorative. So it's not just for ashes, but it makes you wonder, though.
Yeah, I've always just associated the term urn with for dead people.
Well, it's like after you get somebody cremated and you go and you spread their ashes, what do you do with the urn? Do you yard sale it?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm wondering how urny was this urn? You know, how much urn would an urn chuck if an urn chuck could chuck wood? I guess urns are not just for dead people anymore, is what I'm wondering about this. Mm-hmm. Was this a decorative Pier 1 urn?
Right.
Or did this hold Aunt Edna at one time? And now that she's had her remains scattered across the top of the Stardust Casino and Resort and Convention Center in Las Vegas, Is she now, is the vessel now, you know, here with our caller?
Could be.
Holding some lovely roses and whatever else she wants to put in it. Whatever room it may be in her house.
I got nothing
else.
You can
store a lot of stuff in urns. They're kind of big, you know?
I got nothing else.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. There's always firsts on this show, and I think that was a first on that. We've had ghosts having sex with people before, but we've never just had that brought up the way that was brought up.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
I think that's the first. We should have a bell. We should just ring the bell.
No.
Ceremony.
No.
Here we go. Not a bunk bed, but a bed was involved. GhostPodcast.com. Support the show. Keep us on the air. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Her face is turning red. Thanks for listening. Have a great night, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.